Hi, this is Tom Bonner, and I am 63 years of age, and I was diagnosed with melanoma in October of 2007. I recently became a volunteer at Inova Hospital in Loudoun County, Virginia, and I can safely say it's probably the hardest I've ever worked in my working career. Having come from an executive desk job, and I just saw it as an opportunity to give back to the community a little bit and help out because of the experiences I've had, and that I essentially work in the OR where we do day surgeries, and I am responsible for making up stretchers and transporting patients and keeping supplies in the rooms and wiping down the rooms and doing essentially whatever needs to be done to allow the professionals to do the doctoring and nursing.
So is it a feel good job when you walk out at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's very satisfying and rewarding, and everybody really appreciates the volunteers. I don't think the hospital could run without them. We are the largest department in the hospital. If you can believe it, it's a small hospital, and we have over 500 volunteers, pretty much because it's a 24/7 duties. And you only work one or two shifts a week, so it's kind of spread out and you need coverage all the time. But everybody's very appreciative. I think they see the value that the volunteers add to the overall operation of the hospital, no pun intended, and it's been tiring, but yet satisfying and rewarding. When you've been retired for a few years, like I have, and you know, forcing yourself to get up at 6:30 in the morning to go to work, you begin to question why you did it. But I always manage to get myself out of bed and get there. And at the end of my shift, I'm dead tired from being on my feet the entire time, but I'm glad I did it.
Do you ever see patients that remind you of yourself?
No, most
of complete sentence, sorry.
The patients we handle pretty much range from every day procedure you could do, day surgery procedure you could do, I guess. A lot of endo patients, a lot of colonoscopies, a lot of, I think the variety of patients is interesting, that, you know, we do from infants to very senior people, and there doesn't seem to be a pattern or, you know, a normal quote-unquote patient. I don't really relate to them in terms of we're encouraged not to share our experiences with the patients because they are in an anxious state anyway, but the families and the patients are always very appreciative of our work. They always even try to tip me on when I take them to their cars in the wheelchairs, but I don't accept them. And good people, but it's amazing to me as a layman how many people are moved in and out of a local hospital OR in a day. I probably, in my shift, make up 60 stretchers each shift with people just coming and going, and it's pretty hectic.
I'm sure. So can you talk about what it means for you to give back? What do you feel like?
Well, I mentioned that I volunteered to give back I felt that the care I've been given in my predicament over the last 4 years now, although not always successful, the end result seems to be very successful. And I'm just grateful and appreciative of the professional people that are dedicated to this field. And I've had my ups and downs. It was a real roller coaster ride with surgeries and chemo and unsuccessful clinical trials. And I was probably at my lowest when I entered this clinical trial in the end of 09, beginning of 2010. And I can tell you I was really kind of depressed and at a low level in my life. I felt there were limited or no options available to me at the time, and had this trial not become available to me at that time, I don't know where I'd be today, but I don't think I'd be here.
That's great. You think you would have volunteered at the hospital had you not gone through this experience?
I would have done something. I don't know that it would have been volunteering at the hospital. I actually looked into volunteer firemen and a couple other community volunteer services. The firemen I always had a knack for, having been in the gas business and covered a lot of field emergencies. But the only shifts they had available were the graveyard shifts from midnight to 6 a.m., and there was no need to do that on a volunteer basis. I never got around to that, but I would have done something, maybe with the church, maybe with the military. You know, there are things that need to be done by people that are available to do them and reasonably healthy to do them. And there are a lot of opportunities, but I probably picked the hospital because of the wanting to give back to a profession that helped me so much. And I was actually in that hospital as a patient when I had my heart attack and stroke when I was on IL-2. And I just ended back where I started this whole venture. So it's been a good move for me. But I don't have any remorse, or when I'm there, I don't feel uncomfortable or, oh, this place again or anything like that. It's just, you know, I'm glad to be there. I'm glad to help. And the people, the staff is extremely appreciative. They go out of their way to thank the volunteers for helping out, because it allows them to really do their thing with the patients and us to take care of all the grunt work.
Yeah, it's important grunt work,
though. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
Not really. It's just, you want me to talk about my experience a little bit or no? I remember when I was first diagnosed, I had what I thought was a mole on my back for a long time, and it bothered me, and I was probably misdiagnosed with what it was. And when I finally went to a dermatologist, they even took the specimen or sample, probably incorrectly, I've since learned, and they just shaved it off instead of a punch. And I don't think anybody was more shocked than them when it came back as malignant melanoma. And then, you know, and then it began, PET scans, and the first hospital I was at, I wasn't too pleased with, and the second one was a clinical trial, and that ended up in a heart attack and stroke, and I finally came to Hopkins for surgery and was steered towards a what's it, adjuvant third treatment, did a lot of research, was at University of Penn, was at Dana-Farber, was, you know, pretty much know what's out there in terms of clinical trials, because that seemed to be the best solution for me. And then, like I say, in the end of December, after the University of Pennsylvania trial was unsuccessful, or at least not productive for me, I was at an all-time low because I didn't think there were any other options available to me. I had a very large tumor that was inoperable, and then I stumbled across, well, not stumbled, I did a lot of research, this clinical trial, and took a pretty good reaction to the drug almost immediately and continued to progress up to the point that I was complete response, which I am now.